Baseball columnist and author of his new book, Toronto Blue Jays and the Big 50. We're going to highlight that here in just a moment. He is also a television analyst with Sportsnet in Toronto. We're talking about his Toronto Blue Jays. That is Shai Davidet, who is with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. If you're just tuning in, hey, join us at Twitter. We're interactive at E Radio Sports. And you can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. And Shai, connect with our audience across the country. Where can they check you out online?
Well, I am on Twitter, Twitter handle S-H-I-D-A-V-I-D-I, and my work appears on sportsnet.ca, where I write a regular column.
I promise we're going to get into the book here in just a moment. Just a couple more questions. Give us an update on, you know, Marcus Stroman. You had mentioned him, his assessment of where he's at this point. I mean, he's fighting through, trying to muscle through some struggles. Some say they should give up on him as a starter and move him to the bullpen. What do you think?
I think that, again, there's a lot of emotional knee-jerk reaction to, you know, five bad starts within a span of seven outings. But clearly he's in need of making a mechanical adjustment, and everyone knows what that adjustment is. You know, he needs to be on top of the ball, getting downhill plane. And mm-hmm. He went through some issues with that a couple of times. In 2014, he was able to make some adjustments, and this time it seems to be taking him a little bit longer, so it's something he's going to have to deal with. But the Blue Jays have been talking about doing some other things with him, too, in terms of changing, maybe paring down his repertoire. You know, he had too many pitches, too many of his pitches look similar, so trying to get some different looks. And that's going to be, you know, a process that may take a few starts for him. But the upside that he's shown as a starter, you don't just give up on that because mm-hmm. Someone's had a bad month. And, you know, that's in a lot of ways, the age that we live in. It's what have you done for me this second?
And, you know, right. There's
a lot of emotion tied to every single game, and, you know, hyper analysis of every single thing. And it's difficult to take the long view. But the long view here is that, you know, this is a key player who's had a bad month in the bit, and he just needs a little bit of patience and an opportunity to figure things out, which I think the Blue Jays are going to give him.
Okay, so let's move ahead. Let's talk about your new book, The Men and the Moments That Made the Toronto Blue Jays, The Big 50. It details just the entertaining history that the Blue Jays, you know, I know that the fans are going to find tremendous value in. Tell us about it.
Well, it's with the 40th season coming around, it was kind of a good time to take a look back at some of the best times for the Blue Jays have experienced as a franchise. And, you know, in a way, it's kind of useful because the Blue Jays made a lot of new fans who may not have been even born yet when the Blue Jays went through the so-called glory years,
right,
in 92, 93, and also the mid-80s. And I think for a lot of fans who were around during that period, the last year's run into the postseason stirred some memories, and so it's an opportunity to look at some nostalgic moments. And what I try to do was tell people some different stories and tell people some things they didn't know about people who were instrumental in shaping the franchise over the past four decades.
The Big 50, Toronto Blue Jays, the men and moments that made the Toronto Blue Jays. I want you to share with all the listeners, what did you talk about in terms of with the World Championships in 92 and 93? I mean, that's incredible, back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, so each one of those has their own chapter. Not in its entirety, but, you know, so a fair amount of the 92 chapter looks at, you know, the just some of the what it took for the franchise to get there, and what it was like for the Blue Jays to actually scale that. You know, the Blue Jays experienced a lot of heartbreak between 85 and 92 getting there. There were so many missed opportunities, so many teams that probably should have done more that didn't. And that, in a lot of ways, made 92 very cathartic, as much as it was joyous, because there was so much longing for it, and the buildup had been so big, and mm-hmm. there was some, you know, whenever you have struggles, you fail, that creates baggage. So, you know, there was some organizational baggage that was being carried at that point, and finally getting over the hump that night at Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta really allowed people to be free of it. And that was that was a lot of the focus on the 92 chapter. The 93 chapter focused a bit more on how it was just a lot more fun because there wasn't that same longing. There wasn't the same angst. It's, you know, the mountain had been scaled. The peak had been reached. And it was all about, hey, let's try and get back there again. And, you know, the Blue Jays turned over a fair amount of their roster that year or between those two seasons. And that group was able to get it done as well. And so it was a very different sort of championship for the Blue Jays. But each one obviously has a ton of meaning. And, you know, as they say, flags fly forever. And, you know, people have been longing for another one ever since.
It is a tremendous read, again, titled The Men and the Moments That Made the Toronto Blue Jays the Big 50. Congratulations, Shai, on your book. And we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Fantastic. First time on the show, and you were a fantastic guest. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That, of course, was Shai Duvidet, baseball columnist and author of his new book, Toronto Blue Jays and the Big 50. Want to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup tonight. Patrick Livingston, PGA professional, CEO of National Golf Schools, our very own Joe George of YSR, and Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes, and Motez Bashara from CNN, the feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales of a Frugal Fan. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.